In 2000, a group of four young rock climbers set out to the Karasu Valley in Kyrgyzstan to climb some of the most spectacular cliffs in the world. Until something went very wrong. The four were taken hostage, held for 6 days, and only escaped when they pushed one of their captors off a cliff.
Four American rock climbers are back home safely after escaping from Islamic rebels in Kyrgyzstan.
That's NPR's Noah Adams back in 2000. The photographer on that trip was John Dickey, and in a few weeks he's planning to return to Kyrgyzstan to climb again. And that's got him thinking about how it all went down 11 years ago.
Well, the plan was to get dropped off in the Karasu Valley. That all went perfectly according to plan, and Tommy and Beth finally picked out a line.
Tommy and Beth are two of your companions that are with you.
Yes, and we decided to head up on this formation, and that night was actually Tommy's 21st birthday, and we kind of had a small little celebration.
Up on the rock?
Exactly. A little freeze-dried apple cobbler, I believe it was, something like that, and went to bed.
And when did things start to go wrong?
At dawn the next morning. We heard a ping, which immediately, you know, when you're up on a wall sleeping in the portal edge, the first thing you think is rock fall. But it wasn't. Another ping, and that really sounded like a gunshot. You look down, and there's guys on the ground waving you down, and then there was a third shot, and it was clear that they wanted us to come on down.
I have a piece of tape from that report back in 2000, and here's your colleague, Beth Rodden, describing when the militants started firing.
At first, when the first two shots were fired, we thought maybe there's hunters with bad aim or something. But then when the third one came
right.
And sand landed on our sleeping bags, we knew that it was for us and our equipment.
Tell me about that moment.
That moment. You know, it was very surreal, I would have to say. I go to the ground, shook hands, and they were, you know, very clear about how the others come down now.
And these militants took you into their custody, and they marched you into a valley where you ran into a firefight with the Kyrgyzstan army. What was that battle like?
Crazy, strange, wild, violent. There really wasn't any time to have any emotional reaction to, oh, look, here's a body that's been executed. All you could really think to yourself is, it's in these rebels' best interest that they keep us alive as hostages. So let's just run with that for now.
What was the moment that you knew that you had to make a run for it?
It wasn't until the sixth day, until all four of us finally agreed that we need to do something about this. And here is this opportunity where we have two rebels with us, and we're going to be left with the one very naive, inexperienced kid to climb up this humongous ridgeline for what the four of us is extremely easy terrain, but for him was very dangerous and difficult terrain. Instantaneously, Tommy handled the situation, grabbed the gentleman by the gun strap over his shoulder, and just threw him straight off the cliff.
And then, as it turns out, the militant actually survived the fall. And this was a while later that you guys went back and spoke to him. How did that happen?
The following season, Jason and I went back with Greg Child, who was writing a book about the story. It came out that if you want, you can go to the prison and interview this guy. And we sat down with him and chatted.
What did you talk about with him?
You know, I asked him if his mother knew where he was.
So now you are returning to Kyrgyzstan to climb again. Why are you going back?
Well, that whole region holds some of the great prizes in climbing. I mean, there's a reason we went in the first place, and we didn't get to have our trip. And I've always wanted to go back. I want to go have this climbing trip.
Is there any part of you that's also a little bit scared?
Of course. There will definitely be a strong stroll down memory lane. And I can't predict how I'm going to react.
Will you do anything differently this time?
You know, there is nothing else we could have done to prevent what happened to us on the first trip. You can build a house and put in the greatest sprinkler system ever, but that does not guarantee that your house could not burn down someday. And that's just life.
John Dickey is a photographer and rock climber who's returning to Kyrgyzstan later this summer. John, thanks so much for coming in. And be safe out there.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.